Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
A Riffage Media production.
Come on, Ash. Be okay. Be okay. Do you smell him, boy? You better not say anything to Colin about this. That's right. Good boy. What is it? Oh, fuck. Ash? Ash, damn it. Get up. I'm so sorry, Ash. I'm so sorry.
She's called for you.
Not even time for a nap?
We aren't to keep her waiting. Follow me.
So, what happens next? You gonna carve me up? Feed me to your congregation? I've killed cannibals, you know?
As I said, no harm will be done to you, as long as you cooperate.
And if I don't?
It's in your best interest to not find out the consequences of those actions.
I apologize for the wait. I'm sure you have protocols where you come from.
Nope. I'm free to come and go as I please.
A lie, as expected. Come closer, child. Equal feeling and balance is directly in the center of this chamber.
I'm fine where I am.
Liam, I insist that you do. For your concentration. Right on that symbol. You can feel it there.
Fleur-de-lis? Where's Robert?
Ah, your friend. The traitor.
He's not—
He left you alone, didn't he? You were to be protected, and it seems as if he had his own mission.
I can fend for myself.
I know you can. All you lost was an arm. I'll send someone to check on him, if that's what you want. As long as you speak. All we need is what's housed right behind your eyes.
We're a small group who heard a distress call over the radio. We help people. That's it.
Another lie. I didn't expect to.
I'm not lying.
Her bag, Liam.
Yeah. Run along and fetch, Aaron boy. Not gonna hurt me? Huh?
Every action has consequences. And that was not me hurting you. You'll know if I decide to break that promise.
The path you're choosing to walk down isn't a fruitful one. I would reconsider.
It's ironic, you know? Calling me a liar?
I don't think I understand.
There were only supposed to be 2 of you. You're the liar. You all are.
There are things one must do in order to manifest certain outcomes.
The only outcome I'm interested in is the one where Robert and I walk out of here. Where is he?
If by some divine providence the traitor is alive, we will take care of him.
Fuck you. Take me to him now.
We will allow you to see the traitor after you've proven that you can cooperate.
Why should I believe a word you say?
Let's call it blind faith. You see, Sarah, so many people live their lives thinking that they're the good guys. They follow a certain set of codes that have been defined as good without ever questioning where the codes came from, who they came from. Et voila.
Fuck.
Just as it was written. And guess what? They were all wrong. This wasn't very wise of you, was it?
It was just something I found in a building. I don't know anything about it.
And a third. All you had to do was tell the truth.
What the fuck?
Now all will know.
If you don't want a repeat of this, I suggest you tell the truth.
What is this?
Something to tell the world you can't be trusted.
You're fucking sick.
As I said, If you give me what I want, I'll return the courtesy. You can start with the condition of the Cleveland safe zone. I know that's where you came from. How many people are in your colony?
Okay. I don't know. Like, 100, give or take.
And the armory?
Usually stocked, depending on sick runs. They've been doing that frequently, as of late. I don't deal with guns.
How many guard your sanctuary?
I don't know.
With all this coming and going you do, you must see them when you leave.
A couple, I guess.
The woman on the radio, Angie. Is she your leader?
Yes.
We've been to so many of these concrete jungles, all found by chance with no people inside. No supplies, no maps, no answers. And yet, a beacon spoke to me through a radio with everything I needed. Just when I thought I had run out of solutions. I have more.
They will not welcome you.
They will have no choice. So many undeserving of the safe haven they occupy. If they chose not to obey, they will be released and tested.
You could all be part of a larger community. Isn't that the point? We live peacefully, support one another, and life is pretty decent.
That would only be repeating the pattern, little one.
Don't call me.
These communities are unlike ours. They have let anyone with a pulse through their gates. Do you see the problem in that? There's a reason all of this happened. A reason God turned his back on humanity, dropping each shield that protected us from this desolation. All except one.
The only.
Bite scars?
From Sick. And not just from one of those soulless creatures, but three. I guess the one who took your arm proved you are susceptible to their venom.
Big fucking deal. Maybe they hadn't fully turned yet. You scrubbed it before it took effect.
The last one was a test with no precautions to prove I am who I say I am. You can tell me I don't deserve anything, but when you are in the presence of a god, you kiss the earth before her feet. I assure you that you'll need to search for another arm if you do not. Good girl.
You really are immune?
I am protected.
Don't you understand what this means? You could save people.
I am saving people. They don't need immunity. They need me.
Unbelievable.
And it's not possible. I've tried.
You couldn't have tried everything. That can't be possible.
There are things beyond your understanding, little one. Understanding what we know to be possible, or not, is one of them.
Don't call me that.
Even if my immunity could be used, healing everyone would take us right back to where this all started. How long do you think it'll take for God to send down his wrath once again? 10, 50, 100 years? I can stop that from ever happening again.
You're all fucking nuts. What makes you think you could do that?
Because he speaks to me. We march to Cleveland at dawn to take what we deserve. And you will let us through the gates. Liam, take her back.
Please don't do this. We can all coexist. Peacefully.
They'll have a chance at peace. It's up to them.
You aren't immune to everything, you know. There's more than just sick out there.
That's a bold thing to say as we lock you in a cage.
You should just know that.
I leave this earth on my own terms, Sarah. Take her now, Liam.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
I need to get it together. This is all a fucking mess. Come on, where is it? Peter, if you're really out there, in the ether or something, I could really use your help. I don't know how much longer I can take this. Things are bad. So much worse than anyone could have imagined. Did you know this was going to happen? That it was happening? This one-sided conversation thing is really getting old, brother. Same rules as last time. Remain silent when the button is pressed. We don't want a repeat of the first time.
If we didn't want that, we'd have someone else speaking.
Look, I know the first time was a bit of a mess.
A bit of a mess? The only thing you didn't give to that woman was the gate code.
Calm down, okay? This is not the time. Let's just make sure Sarah and Robert got there safely. That's all I care about.
That's my top priority, Tessa. Always.
Should I take notes for this? I brought a notebook in case.
You're a secretary now, too?
You know what?
Guys!
Okay. Are you there? Can you hear me?
I'm here.
Did Robert and Sarah make it there okay?
Is that the man and woman you sent to us?
They didn't make it?
A man and woman made it here and delivered supplies, but we didn't get their names.
They didn't tell you their names?
We never asked. They seemed in a rush, just dropped the supplies off, asked how we were, and went on their way.
I don't know why. Regardless, I'm happy you received the care package.
Thank you for sending it. We were really in need, and this will get us through for a few more weeks. They are true angels.
When did they begin traveling back?
I'd say an hour ago or so. It was a short visit.
It's too dark out. Should we send people out to meet them halfway?
I'll go.
Slow down there. Let's not make any more rash decisions.
Quiet. Can you tell me your name?
I'm Adira.
Adira, since we sent you aid, I was hoping you could tell me about your location. What's the state of the area? Where have you been since this started?
Like I said when you first communicated with me, it's just me and a weak friend. We found a church and took shelter.
Have you encountered any doctors or scientists? Someone or even somewhere? People who know where medicine might be?
Why?
It's just that someone here has fallen ill. It's beyond the medical expertise we can find in our manuals. What about other groups? Other places where humans have created a safe place?
Can't hear.
Adira, can you hear me? Damn it.
She's toying with us.
How can you jump to that conclusion?
As much as I criticize that teenage punk, and rightfully so, her and Robert would never not let themselves be known.
What do you think, Jack?
As much as I don't want to agree with Kevin, and rightfully so, he's right. They're more friendly than that. Would have announced themselves as soon as they got there, if it's the situation she described on the radio.
Please, tell me she brought that map to you.
No, she never did.
Oh god.
We have to prepare this place for a siege. If she got a hold of that map and there's more than just her, we need to expect something.
You were supposed to get it from her. How could you not ask her for it when she left?
We had a lot going on. It slipped my mind. You could have asked her for it when she left. Or maybe that was purposeful. You wanted her to take that chance of giving up the map to announce to everyone I put our people in danger.
For you to accuse me of that?
Please. Angie, Kevin is an asshole, but come on. Do you really think he would do that? She's a teenager. She probably forgot us all.
You're losing it.
Please, let it go.
Look at this. A hopeful intern giving me orders. You've lost your grip to lead, Angie. You are not your brother.
Don't you fucking talk about...
And what was with those questions?
You knew what information I was looking for.
Not all of it. Not your search for scientists. Is this about Alicia?
Angie, what are you not telling us?
I'm not keeping anything from you. Alicia is sick. We need another doctor in the SC. That's it.
It's not a bad idea. We can only learn so much from the basic training guides we have.
We can't send our people into the unknown, risking their lives trying to find a doctor. Don't you see how ironic that is? Not to mention very unlikely.
I have to try. There are things we're going to encounter that we could avoid if we had the right people.
Angie, I know Alicia's important to you, but Kevin does have a point.
What if it was Sarah?
Excuse me?
If Sarah was sick and there was a possibility that someone out there could help cure her, wouldn't you take any risk to save her?
It's not the same and you know that.
I'll answer that for you. You would. You wouldn't mind sending anyone out there for her.
Angie, don't. You know that's not fair.
None of this is.
These failures are stacking up against you, one by one. And now, our entire colony is in danger, while our best asset is out running a fruitless errand. You will resign, or you will be forced to.
I prefer not to be watched like a caged animal.
You guys killed him, didn't you?
What?
He was just trying to help you. I sent him as a warning.
What are you talking about? Who?
Asher, the guy you killed on your way here.
That armband? He was one of you? In that case, Robert made the right call. We never should have come here.
That's right. You should have just turned around. If you had let him speak, you would have known that.
Then why let us come here in the first place?
Do you think that was up to me? Do you think that anyone other than her can decide what we can do?
I'm sorry. I didn't shoot him if that means anything. Robert, he must have known it was Adira the whole time. The voice on the radio.
Well, if he did and willingly came back here, then he's crazy.
Do you really believe she can speak to God?
No.
I guess you aren't really buying into it anymore then?
I didn't really have a choice at the beginning. It was my dad. He was the one who believed in her. I'll never understand how they can follow her after...
After what?
No time to explain right now.
What are you doing?
I'm getting you out of here.
Funny.
I'm serious. We have to go.
Is this a trick?
If you want to get back home, you need to follow me. Shh.
What are you... Is this a cleaning closet? You should know that I'm sort of seeing someone.
What are you... Do you want to leave this place or not?
I don't believe you.
We need to warn your people in the SZ. Otherwise, there's no doubt in my mind they can overpower you.
You are underestimating us, then.
Do you want to wait around and find out who's right?
I can't leave here without Robert.
He's probably dead by now. And if he's not, he will be in time. Especially if Adira already knows him.
But...
We cannot go back. You can find him if you want, but you'll be shot.
Okay. Okay, fine.
Here's what we're gonna do. Everyone is sleeping right now, other than Gabby. She's keeping watch from the arches up top through the cracked window. I know the area is out of her line of sight. We'll creep down this hallway and leave through the back tunnel. I can unlock the door when we reach it.
Can you get my bag?
Where is it?
Her bedroom, or wherever that guy brought me earlier?
That's not happening.
I need it. There are things in there, of value.
I'm sorry. We can't risk it. I don't know where Adira wanders to at night. If we're caught, we're both done. Okay, let's...
Wait, why are you doing this? Why didn't you just leave before we got here?
Because I had nowhere to go, but now I do. You can ask more questions when we're out of this place. Let's go. Be really quiet up here. Gabby's right above us now.
Okay.
Where are you off to?
It's just a little further through here.
Why is there a tunnel here?
Like I said, this is a very dangerous group of people. Sick won't be in the city, but we'll see them in the forest.
I don't have a...
I have us covered.
Can I trust you with that?
I just busted you out of a death sentence. I'd say you can. Which way to where you came from?
I remember passing those buildings a few blocks northeast. Once we get there, it's a straight shot north for a while.
We don't have much time before they notice we were gone. Let's go.
The Day Everything Changed is a Riffage Media production. Created by me, Lane Fortenberry. Season 3, written by Lane Fortenberry and Zariah Leva. Sarah, voiced by Jasmine Anderson. Tessa, voiced by Jillian Bellrose. Jack, voiced by Benjamin Glassman. Angie, voiced by Zariah Leva. Robert, voiced by Jaden Compuesto. Kevin, voiced by Carter Peterson. Adira, voiced by Lee Eaton. Liam, voiced by Bear Villarreal. Luke, voiced by Samuel Swafford. Gabby, voiced by Giselle Gowalski. Jane, voiced by Julia Rodriguez. Colin and Otis, voiced by Travis Odom. Asher, voiced by Derek Minifield. Otis's initiate, voiced by Jeremy Thomas. Music, by Caleb Broussard and Michael Gay.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts. Like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts.
Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.